time during the in-app program, she finished a jar of pickles as a snack.
The happiness I have of joy of helping other also is the unhappiness sometimes for me that I have to manage it. And it's not a choice that some people around me have. Like, it's not my choice that they live that certain way, right? So I also have to remind myself that my happiness right now is I have to create my happiness. For example, yesterday I told you that I love this sour ice cream so much.
Sour.
I love the place they sell that is so good and so far, Buena Vista, it's so far from here. So the last time I was there with Joey, I would buy 2 cups and eat, and at the same time I buy 2 big jars to bring home. Later I let you try. Tell me it's really good.
Sour ice cream, okay.
Sour, so sour, but it's so good. A lemon ice cream. So good, I love it.
But I understand because she likes pickles.
And all day, yesterday, intention so much come. I forget my meeting, I forget my client. My brain just somewhere, like just someday, you just...
Your brain is just not with you.
Because I'm shut down, because I work too much. I burn out that I haven't rest properly.
Your brain just suddenly start working like...
Yeah, and then I have guests come over the house because it's Deepavali. You have to cook, you have to clean, then you have 2 kids in the house.
You have to entertain them.
Yeah, and then you just have a long weekend to take care of your people and so on. So I just burn out. And I'm aware that I'm burn out. But I refuse to admit that I'm burn out.
You refuse to stop.
I refuse to stop because nobody going to help me. My eyes not around because it's public holiday. She's been off for a few days, right? I was like, I'm tired, you know? And it's just that the afternoon, then Joey back. And he's like, oh, your ice cream is still here. And then like, and you know, 1 spoon in my mouth, all that is disappear.
You feel alive.
I feel alive. I feel happiness. I feel, oh my God, I should have this for morning. Then I won't feel this crummy. So I think sometimes it's just so simple thing. Make you so happy. You feel like a child again. You're like, oh my God.
Like the little things in life.
Little thing in life. And it's just, I eat finish half of the jar of the ice cream. Because it just make me so happy after that. Like, I just have that only 15 minutes of happiness that yesterday, that's bring me back joy. So my point here is sometimes you would think chase the next thing would be make you more happy.
No, it's true. My happiness comes from in the morning when I wake up.
Oh my God, talk about that. I want to take the ice cream.
When I later on.
Can I take a book here and then we eat and talk at the same time?
You mean
time?
You eat?
No, we both eat together.
I will maybe have 1 spoon.
Yeah, try. 1 spoon, okay?
Okay.
Come, so, let me take for
okay, us. So while she takes, I talk about my own happiness. Sometimes my happiness is I wake up and I see my husband and then I have a cup of coffee. That is my way of happiness, of starting my day right. I wake up, I see my husband,
babe,
I give him a hug.
I don't know if you really say the word happiness here. Look.
400 grams of happiness! This is what they promise you.
Yeah.
You're getting 400 grams worth of happiness.
Oh my God.
It's very cheap then, this thing. It's very cheap that you pay for 400 grams of happiness.
Yeah. Guy, it's really have that word here. I don't know. I cannot show the brand, but yeah.
You can cover.
Yeah,
okay,
I already
cover.
Like yeah.
See, 400 grams of happiness.
I don't know if you can see
cannot
it.
Cannot really
yeah.
see. Yeah. That's what yesterday I feel so happy.
Continue.
Yeah, so that's my little happiness. That's why I don't drink coffee like Anne drinks coffee like a monster.
I need that for
she
work.
She tries to condense the caffeine as much as possible into a tiny cup so she can gulp it down like a shot.
Yep.
I like to enjoy it.
Oh no.
So that is my happiness.
Oh okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So that's my happiness. And sometimes when I hug my husband, I also feel happy.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. I feel happy when I hug my boyfriend.
Yeah, just like it's not need to say much.
I think he also like, was happy when he hugged me. I don't know, maybe that's
so,
what
so,
I think.
So it's like when I wake up, I give him a hug and then I have.
Tell me, is that bring you happiness?
Maybe not, because I'm not. But this is good. No, it's lemon sherbet. People, it's lemon sorbet. Sherbet. Lemon sherbet. Okay, I know why she likes it. She likes this very vinegary, sour thingies, like pickles. That time during the in-app program, she finished a jar of pickles as a snack. As a snack. She didn't eat the pickles on the bread or the rice. No, she ate it with this, like a snack. She opened in the middle of the class like a snack.
You know, that's my happiness. Yeah, that's precisely. That's my happiness. For me to be in class and see people stressed and I don't want to kill anyone, I would decide to take a pickle.
And then you should have seen her face on the last day. You can have it all, babe. It's okay. No need to leave for me. I'll just have more rendang. Well, Joey, if you're watching this, no more rendang left for you.
So that's our second happiness.
And you should have seen her face on the second last day of the program, where she only had half the jar of pickle left. So she looked at it very hard. Then I say, what are you thinking about? Because she looks very serious. Then she said,
I'm thinking if I should have one more pickle.
Or should I save it for later? Tomorrow then I look at her. Then I became very serious because it's important for her and she's important to me. So I look at the jar. Then I count how many pickles are left. Okay, in the middle of the class. Sorry, Douglas. We were counting the number of pickles left in the jar. And then I was thinking, like, tomorrow, what were we doing? I was like, I think maybe you can have half a pickle.
Yeah. And I listened to her. I break half. I throw half there and I leave there.
Yeah. And then the last day, she had enough pickles. So that was all good.
Yeah. The happiness was complete in 3 days in her class. I like the best part. Everybody walked across my table and looked at my pickle jar. And they couldn't understand why is that?
They thought she eating it as a sandwich. No, she eat like a snack. It's like a snack. This is a pickle. Okay, so anyway, on top of food, right? What I do when I'm faced with an unhappy situation you can have some more. Okay, I'm not a fan of.
Really? You don't feel happiness after having?
No, I have feel happiness after having the beef right now.
Okay, so we have a different type of orgasm.
Of course.
So this is my type of orgasm.
Like what the person says, ice cream peanut. If it's peanut, maybe I'll feel happier. Because I like peanuts a lot. Peanuts! Or like chocolate. Very
I like
chocolate.
Sour thing.
Yeah, I know. That's why I do. I was telling you.
Like everything extreme sour. I'm like, oh.
Like vinegar.
So good.
Acha. It's either extreme sour or extreme spicy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like kimchi.
I know you
like.
How
long time we didn't eat the barbecue kimchi with the then we go the Korean food again.
Barbecue meat with the kimchi.
Can we do your birthday two times?
Can.
Can we go the barbecue another day and then we go?
We can cancel the Italian and go barbecue. I don't mind.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's.
No, depends on what you want. Share and subscribe, and we will see you guys at the next episode of Spice and
I am Amanda Spice.
And I'm Denise Nice. Bye. What?